we have been said for years that was necessary that countries do more and do especially actions in order to allow refugees to find legal avenues to get out of a situation which is deteriorating year after year. If you think that we are now on the fifth year of this terrible war, resources of refugees are going down and the refugees are living in increasing state of poverty and destitution. So the decision of Canada to have this resettlement program, which also is a humanitarian transfer, is a large program in a short period of time, demonstrates that when there is a political will and there is the capacity and the expertise of an important resettlement country as Canada is, it's possible.
And how much has Canada relied on help from UN agencies?
The help from UNHCR was instrumental to launch the program because the identification of refugees which have been submitted to Canada for resettlement consideration and decision has been done by UNHCR initially. We have the data indicating vulnerability. The rest of the process is in the hands of the government of Canada, the capacity and the expertise of the civil societies here in the country. Canada is one of the largest resettlement countries in the world. There is an enormous amount of networking and capacity in the local communities, in non-governmental organizations. There has been an outpouring of interest, generosity, and also private sponsorships, which have allowed and have facilitated all this program.
I mean, 10,000 is a significant number, of course, but compared to the huge numbers that have been forced into exile in the countries surrounding Syria, it sort of looks like a drop in the ocean to an extent, doesn't it?
Well, of course it is. If you take the overall number of refugees, even in the world, you know, we have reached recently, as you know, more than 60 million displaced persons by war and persecution. So we are talking here of 10,000, which is a milestone because the program the program as conceived is for 25,000 Syrian refugees before the end of February. So this 10,000 is just a milestone. We are looking forward for completion of the program at the end of February for 25,000 and then going on, of course, because the needs are there, the capacity is there, the political will is there. We really expect that this year Canada will be the leading country in the world for Syrian refugees resettlement and, of course, by analogy, for resettlement of refugees in general, because this is very much needed around the world for all different refugee emergencies which exist around the world.
Is there any sign that other countries are being inspired by the example that's been set here by Canada?
Well, we're looking forward to see those indications and to receive those pledges at the end of March. There will be a high-level meeting in Geneva convened by the High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, and this meeting will be on the global responsibility.
Sadly, if you look at public attitudes, though, in the United States and in parts of Europe, it looks as if there is a growing fear and concern about having Syrian refugees and what that might mean for societies. I mean, it's an unfortunate time, isn't it, in a sense? Factors such as the attacks that have been linked to refugees in Germany.
Of course, the context is difficult and is particularly complex. It is mixed up with unscrupulous political discourses and the schemes can be exploited for political reasons. That's why it's important that countries respond in a positive manner, but also in a united manner. We, as UNHCR, we have encouraged the European Union countries to get together and provided a common response so that fears and concerns that you were referring can be well distributed and can be well managed. It's only a matter of managing the situation in an appropriate manner and especially providing a common united front.